as we go. We've been trying to follow the order of the Shulchan Aruch as much as possible and consult the appropriate sugyas in the Gemara Masechta Bechulin as we go along. Here in Siman Pei Zayin, just to, you know, how should we say it? There are a few sifim that I didn't even put on the Makora sheet, although we spoke about it a little bit, because it comes up in Shas. So let's just read through Zion and Ches very quickly. Ches, we spoke about already. Yesh misha omed in esyubi dechalva, eina bechlal mecholav, osim in a Torah. The rush. The rush in Siman and Al, which was on the previous Mamakoma sheet. Just wanted to just read through in the Shulchan Aruch itself without commenting. Similarly, the previous Siv Zion that we also not officially on the list. Mavashal Shlul B'chol of Chayef. That's a Gemara which we saw. Mavashal Shulya. Also, not is potter, which we saw. But a few other things which are not found in Beferish in the Sugya, which comes from the Rambam, and comes from partisan in the Sugya. V'gidim v'atzamos v'iker karnayim v'tlofayim harakim potter. So this is interesting. The question is, what do these things mean? And specifically, let's talk about atzamos for a moment. Bones. So bones is a little tricky, because bones sometimes have marrow. Now potter, the word potter, what is potter? We spoke about it last week. What does potter mean? Potter aval what? Aval aser. Now that's not a surprise. We saw it a few times already. Shach says sitkon chaveis. Hochanami isura mia ika. And the source is a Gemara which we did see in the Masechet Chulin on Daf Kuf Yudal and Amud Aleph. So let's just, we'd like to have the Gemara's open the Kuf Yudal and Amud Aleph, and see briefly what it says. The 10th line, and Mevashel v'meichol of Potter, as we spoke about. Ha'atzamos v'agidim v'akarnayim v'atlafayim shebishlim v'cholov is Potter. It's based on a sugi here on the Kuf Yudalid Amud Aleph, which is a sugi which we didn't go into in great depth, but it's important to understand at least initially what it means. So if you look in the Prima Gadim, he points out here, and it's found on Sivkotin Chavbeis, on that Shach, Sivkotin Chavbeis, he quotes the Shach as an Iser, he quotes the Rambam. In Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, and Macholos Asuras, and Kos Gemar Chulin, Kuf Yudalet. Mashma Vadid, Achila Osir, and Rabbanon, Al Kol Ponim. Ayin Minchas Yaakov, Beninza Etzem Cholol, Besoch Machol, Cholov, Hayosofek Shem, Hayo Moach. What does Moach mean, Rabbi Osai? What does Moach mean? Yeah, what does Moach mean in this context? Marrow, correct? Marrow. Betzidet, Lahachmir, because he thinks that marrow is a daraisa. Marrow is in fact meat. Fine. Then he quotes the Michal Siyagah, Atzomos Arakim Asurin Afo Atzomos. Wait a minute. Prima Donner says, Kan Mashma, Datzomos Akoshim, Nami Ostrin, Bosa Becholov Midrabonon. Imlo Shenemar, or Shenomar, the Mila Sarakim Koi Nami Alatzomos Vizaino. What does that mean? Let's read the Mechavis of Zion together. It says, Mavashel, or Vigidim Vatzomos Vikre Karnaim Utlafayim Harakim. What is the Rakim going on? So the simple reads, what's going on? Tlafayim. Let's have it, what he calls a dochak, that the word rakim is going back on atzamas also. Zaino, I think that's incorrect. And in Chulin Kuf Yudalit, it doesn't say anything about being rakim with respect to the atzamas. Get an impression that the atzamas are not allowed, even if they are hard. What happens? We have over here an important expression. Ikre karnayim. Right? What does it mean? Ikre karnayim. Gemara says karnayim. Karnayim are the horns. What do you mean ikre? How do you define what's an ikre karnayim and what's not ikre karnayim? How do you define these terms? What's ikre karnayim and what's not ikre karnayim? So it's a good question. How do you define these things? So in the Rambam, there's something to which will be helpful to us in Mahechas Macholas Asuris. Take a look. Before we get that, you all have Pirushim Mishnayos here. Turn to the Pirushim Mishnayos in the Rambam, in the Sefer Chulin, the beginning of the ninth parak. That should be a little bit helpful. Just to define terms. And this is all introductory. Mashama karnayim utlofayim. This is the Pirush Mishnayos that Ram towards the beginning of the ninth parak, the first Mishnah. Rotzoloma hamakomos halachim kishachotchim also min hachai mivatzpeitz hadam mimokom achatach. In other words, it's hard, but if you cut it at that point, there'll be some blood coming out. Then it's an Issa Derabbanan. But the remainder of the Karnayim, the top of the horns, which is hard as a rock, there presumably there wouldn't even be an Issa Midderabbanan. That's the impression that's conveyed. And similarly with respect to Tlofayim, which is on the hooves of the animal on its feet, presumably the same thing would apply. It depends how, if you cut it and it would cause bleeding, then it would be considered to be osam ad-rabbanon, and as our sugya indicates, if it's hard as a rock, then it would not be osam even ad-rabbanon. Fine. Now, it's certainly possible, Rabbi Osai, that the hard bones are in fact prohibited. They're prohibited. Osam ad-rabbanan. The problem is, what do you do with simen tzadi tes? That's what the Prigana quotes. Simen tzadi tes. So if you have a chance, open up the simen tzadi tes, see where it says there. If you have a regular Shulchan Aruch, you'll see an interesting concept. Where there can be atzamos of bones, not only are the bones seem to be a problem, but the bones may even be counted as a davar hamutter in terms of calculating what is usher and what is mutter. Very beginning, simen tzadi tesif aleph atzmos or iser mitstarfim. Wow. Opposed to the moach, the marrow. Get an impression that the atzomos of Iser count as a davar hamutter. How can it be? We seem to see over here that atzomos are in fact prohibited. So apparently it's like this, that atzamas, if they're rock hard, no taste can come in and out. So as long as you're not trying to actually eat it, it's going to be working for certain leniencies. This is a summation, briefly, of some of the issues which relate to atzamas. We'll come back to it in the context of our future discussions We're now ready to start today's Maamakomas, which is the Mishnah Kuf Tezayin. At this brief introduction, and we're going to take us very quickly to Sif Tes, and then we'll see how Sif Tes. We'll go right back to this Sif Zayin in our analysis. So the Mishnah Kuf Tezayin was already on the previous Maamakomas sheet, the Mishnah proper, and we're going to be coming back to the very critical issue, which is discussed in the very last line. Hamamid ba'or shel keva. What does that mean, mamid? What does mamid mean? So Tosus quotes over here, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Why is Gvinas Akam Asur? Isha mamid and Osun ba'or kevas nevela. Frank Tosus, well, why did nevela? I feel like Shera Nami. Because we see over here that even it's busted being mamid cholov. So Tosus does not say that's not an issue. It's a serious issue. If you make milk into cheese by using a fleshy ingredient even from a kosher animal, rather they say, "Yishlomad mishabasa b'cholav lohayu olshim misafik shemdalek ala yisur derabbanan the derech bishul asra Torah." That means what? The only time it's asim adaraisa is if it's actual taste, which is derech bishul. Dover hamamid, Rabosai, although it does have a very significant effect, and for that reason it's not batal. It's not called Derech Bishul. So Moses said the Rabbanon, and Mishum Savik were Mekel. But if it's Or, Kevas, Nevela, Nevela is intrinsically prohibited, then it's a Shalom of Doraisa. And since it's a Shalom of Isa Doraisa, then we cannot be Mekel and be Savik. Does this mean that the Isra of Dover HaMaimid is Doraisa? No. Tosfos over here is working with an assumption. Well, let's leave it for the moment. We'll see soon. There are a number of opinions of Maimon as well, but I don't want to get too much involved in this for the moment. Because I want to discuss with you a little bit, although we're not going to go into the full details of the second part of the Mishnah and the Sugya of Gemara, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis. It's a very complex Sugya, and we're going to try to just go over it a little bit lightly, but to try to extract some of the Yesodas, which are going to help us out, not in these unique cases, but help us out in general. So the Mishnah goes on, and the Nosan time is Asura. Shera sheyonkam in atrefa, kosher animal, but it suckled milk from a hema trefa. Kevas asur, trefa sheyonkam in akshera, kevas amuteres. B'neishak konus b'meyel. Fascinating. There's a lot of discussion over here in the Rashi and in the Tosus and in the Rif. I'm going to try to go over it, as I said before, very very lightly, without going into all the details. Rashi, it's quite lengthy. Rashi seems to go with the following mahalach. It's important to see what Rashi says. The cholav shebe behema, what does that mean? It's in the animal. In the animal. He considered to be cholav. 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 I have a general rule that cholav shchuta is the rabbanon. No, says Rashi. Cholav shchuta de rabbanon. That's the kal. That's the udder. But here, the animal just drank this milk straight from a trefa's dad. Might not mean if it's put into a cup or it's put into the stomach of the kosher animal. It's not permissible. This is Shitas Rashi. This is Shitas Rashi. Fine. Rashi even used that expression. Enter the narrow lines. He says, Yonkosu me'imo, v'havale konus v'me'a, kinosin v'ka'ara. And it depends on the various cases. So if it's coming from a treif animal, it's going to be treif. From a kosher animal, it's going to be kosher. It's like it's in a pot. It's in a cup. It's in a bowl. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi. Rashi has this particular sheet. Fine. Very nice. Very nice. Now, if it's in the udder, the reason why it's permissible, it's not really called milk. Take a look at Rashi. It's another Rashi. Kuf Tesamid Beis. The sugya which we're not getting into right now in any depth, but just to see. This is what we call Chal. Rashi seems to say Zeh konos b'meyav. It's the Rashi about the 12th narrow line. U'mishiyotza midanei ha-behema cholavu. U'chal eno konos b'meyav. Shliyotza midanei ha-behema b'chayel. V'lo nesaf ala muvla b'basaru. V'lo bo l'chlal cholav. That's because it was never became milk. It was, yeah, we don't understand the flos abore, how milk is created within an animal. It's in the udder of the animal. It never really became milk. It's not called milk. Contrary said to our sugya, it came out of the udder of the animal and went into the stomach, if you will, of another animal. It has a status of milk. Fine. The Rambam says nothing doing. The Rambam can be found, I mean, you can see it in the Ran, for the answer to see. Maybe we should just turn to the Ran just to see briefly before we go back to Tosis. Just again, we're not going over once over lightly. The Ran will be so helpful to us over here. So it's Mem Beis Amud Beis or Kuf Chav Dalet in the new print. Again, without going into every last detail. So first we have the Ran asked the famous kasha of what we call the Rimigash. This is a classical citation. Everybody quotes this. We should see it ourselves. Again, if you have in my edition, the very last part of page Kuf Chav Dalet, last four narrow lines on the left side. Iksha Rimigash. Also, Harav Rabbi Yehosef HaLevi Zal. We know him as a Rimigash. Amai Yitzchik Shmuel L'meimah. Baruch Kevas Nevelo. I feel the Oruk Sheira Nami Titzer. Shem Bosa B'cholof. Wow. Besukasha. Like, hey, Chen Yitzchira B'choldu. The Tamek Kfeile V'Levi B'nosin Tam. Let a Goyish cook taste it. V'nichalei Zal. Imish and Bosa Bechola lo havi mitzvah ela benosin tam. Kidit nan b'mas nisin hamamid b'or keva im yesh b'nosin tam asura. Umishim or keva as nevela neseres b'koldu. Why? The keva and the ukume komokim, it's dover hamamid, lo botel. Hava mishim Bosa Bechola, the fact that it's not nevela, it's kosher animal, and the meat product is causing the milk to convert to cheese. Lek levemarach. You know why? They call emas lo yoiv tama. If you can't actually taste it, Rabbi Osei, look inside. Lav basar becholavu. Elahai biyapei koi, vahai biyapei koi. Ulaze hiskem aram bamzal. Peregimel mechuchas macholas asuris. Halacha yud gimel. Wow. Michal de sriel was out. The Bisur and Halalu Halchenacha Nosin Tam, Ela Dehocha Osim Hashem Dukume Kamokin, Adover Hamaimid. Amazing. Incidentally, Acherim Omrim, the Choldover Shall Ovid Kachavim, the Hocha Bacha Nesinas Tam, Tishlo Yifrotzu, Vechlo in Avodah Zarah. Whenever discussing Akvinas Akum, which is an Akum kind of a din, a Goyish din, we have more Machmir. And we don't rely upon Bitl B'shisha. That's what he suggests in his initial presentation. Good, very important. We've seen it already. Now, the best, since the Ran is such a clear expositor, such a pleasure to read the Ran. I think it's so easy to read, especially with this print. Almost reads by itself. Let's take a look in the last paragraph. Again, this is just for summation purposes. The Hilchasa, and the different texts here in the Sugya on the Kuf Tezayin. Let's read the text that we have printed in bold in my edition, page Kuf Chafei, the bottom of the right column. And I can't tell, it's probably Mem Gimel, I guess, in the old Gemaras. Hilchasa, Eim Amidin v'yor kevas nevela, uv'kevas shchitas ove kochovim, Uvekevas ksheira sheyonka min atreifa mamid. What's going on? What's going on? Even though the source is milk from a treifa animal, literally treifa, it's okay. That has to be explained. Vekoshkem bekevas treifa sheyonka min aksheira, because the source is kosher. My timer. The cholov hamechunos besoch hakeva pirisha bi'alma hu. The last three words in the riff. Who wants to translate both sides? Pirisha ba'alma hu. You're smart for not translating. Hard to translate. Huh?
An excretion.
An excretion. That's a nice word. That's a very nice word. It's an excretion. It's poresh. It separates. Okay. What it really means is, it's not really a food. Let's read together the Ram. That's the Rifsky, so. Kasha Tuva. Hechi Armina, the Babina Bekevas, Ksheira Shogman Atrefa. Thomas Nisan Katoni Behedra. Kevas Asura. Vukim the Lobigamor, the Acha Chazora. Now, the Chazora is a bit complex because although he tries to explain it over here, the very top, if you have my edition, the very top of the riff on this page, Kuf Chaf Hei, Lo Kasha, Kalim Kolim Chazor, Kana Chazor, the Tanan, he explains, Shor Abishmol Asa Bishua, Ne Ma'as Ru Gevinos Akum, Bishma Bidin Osam Bekevas Nevela, Ay, Velo Kevas Olo Chamur, Bekevas Nevela, Ve'omru, Kohen Shadat the Yofa, Sof HaChaya, Chazor Abishua Ramalei, Ne Ma'as Ru Gevinos Akum, Bi'or Kevas Egle Avodas Kochovim, Vilkasa, and Ramidin Baora Kevas Nevela, Abba Bekevas Nevela, Bekevas Shchitas Akum, Uksheir, and when I trefa, Ramidin. So there's a Chazara. Chazara. Moses says he was Chozerbo. We talk about a Chazara, we refer to the Chazara in Mesechta Avodah Zara. We're not going into the Pratim right now. Tirish of Benatam, the last two lines of the Ran, column 1, page Kuf Chafei on the right. The Chikatoni Kevas Asurana Bitsolul. The keva de minatrefa ba vadayin utzol, it's still liquid. Lav pirisha bialmahu. Makes perfect sense, right? It's like it's in a cup. The yasser, it's trefa milk in a cup. Ha de sharin and ha cholahamid bekevas nevkshayro shiokam minatrefa. Hanadavka bekorush. What does Kuanta translate korush? Congealed. The keva shenikrash yotze mitoras cholav. Have a pirisha bialma, ustama de mil sahachiu, shin mamidin ella bekorish. The stave of the katani trefa shunkum and aksher kevas and muteres, I feel a bit solo karma, the lab gufu, the kolshken bekorish, the shah the pirisha bialmahu, who if he's there, or the tanya liel, keva shabishta bechelba asura, mitukma aliba de hilkasa, bit solo. So, Rabosai, this is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. It depends if it's solid or congealed, or if it's liquid. If it's liquid, it still remains treif. If it's solid, it becomes an effect kosher. Ein zed das Rav Alpha Zizal. Shukosav halodahu b'raisa asya aliba de Mishnah Rishona. Aval the Mishnah achrona keva shebishta b'chalva muteres. Amas vile. The aliba de hilchos ha'shari afile b'tzolo. Bitsolo. Oh, and the last part of the Gemara is added. Different texts. We're not going into the different texts. And he quotes the last Gemara about the Zara. That's its Pirisha B'Yama. Doesn't mean Kiperish. Could be Aseret Pasach HaZara. Sheporesh Migufa Ve'enu Kegufa. U'mishamachi Ksheira Sheyonkam Atrefa. Kevasa asura, utrefa shiyonka minak sheira, kevasa muteres. This is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. So I would like to summarize the different opinions. I found a new gevaldige sefer. I mean, the Bnei Hashulchan also summarized it. I try to introduce to new svarim all the time, as you know. Yesterday was Bnei Hashulchan Day. Today, a new star is born. Megillas Sefer. Who's ever seen this before? Saw it. I don't blame you. It's a fantastic mechaber. Rabbi Eisenthal. No name here? Rabbi Uriel Eisenthal. Rabbi Shchunat Ramot Gimel. I'll tell you a story. We learned Kesed Mevorach in this yeshiva. How many years ago was that? I don't remember that far back. I don't hear that yet. 5 years ago. There was no one in my shiur. That's sort of ancient history. Here's a sefer Kesed Mevorach in this altar. And then someone gave it to me. So I use it. So I went to Eretz Yisrael in January, as you finish even. I wanted to meet the author. And he has over here. He gives his address in Ramot Gimel. And I look up in the phone book and I call him up. I call once. No answer. You know? Finally, got the rabbits. I want to meet your husband. I have a safe. I want to give him shalom. He says, but he's hardly ever home. I said, okay, I'll keep trying. Well, he doesn't come back till after midnight. Since the whole day is never home. So can I call? You can call whenever you want. So I remember I was in the Ramot area. I have a few people I stay by. I visit Ramot. It was Rabbi Moshe Weiss sitting that night. They went to Rabbi Gartner. We learned about him when we went to Misaf the Gittin. He also knows Ramot. And I keep calling and calling. At 12:30, yeah, the Rav just came in. Can I come? Sure. So I come in at 12:30 at night. And I want to see, I showed him, I came up with the safe, I showed him how much we use the safe, and I asked him to autograph it for me. Which he did. He was very nice to autograph that. Huh? We started talking and learning about it. He was a safer. He said, yeah, but this is not my safer. I thought about this afterwards. We were discussing things in the Chazbrah, the band. Maybe. So I never knew he had a safer on the other day. The safer is already, Askamas from Tovshin Samach Gimel, so it's almost 10 years old. Didn't know it existed until then. Just recently. They showed me, this is a copy which I got from the library, someone took out. I have another copy at home, I just got yesterday. My son-in-law in Columbus, Ohio, the Baal Simcha, gave me his copy. And we now have a new sefer. Megillah sefer. It's fantastic. He also has on Shabbos, which also has a new edition. And he has on Brochus. He has on Nidah. Then I saw he quotes another sefer he has, in Yonim, in Arachayim, and Yerodea. That's like a general sefer, that I never even seen yet. But this is it's a very big Talmud Chacham, and he writes very beautifully and clearly. So I like to introduce to a new sefer, good to know, good svarim, it's always important. I'm not saying you should buy it, it's a very expensive habit. But at least you should know it exists. So the Chvod HaMechaber Shlita will read his summary of this issue. Quotes the Rif and the Rambam. What do they say? Say, Sheva Sheyonkam in Atrefa. Is that me? Kevasa Asura. Fakert. Kevas Nevela. Sheyonkam in Aksheva. Is also Asura. This is called Kodem Chazara. After Chazara, everything is Mutter. Pirsha Bialma, everything is mutter, Korush, Solul, everything is mutter. Everything is mutter. Okay. There are a bunch of questions in the text. Once over that. Rabbi Natam says, no. We just saw it quoted in the Ran. Korush is Pirsha Bialma. And Solul is regular milk. Vidino, as he puts it so nicely, Kemokam Shayotsu Misham. If it came from a trefa, it's trefa, even though now it's in a kosher stomach, but it's from the udder of the trefa. And vice versa. And vice versa. This is Acha Chazar. And Rashi says, no! The other extreme. It's Chol of Gomor. Solul. Korush. That's it. It's Kekonis B'Meyel. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. And the Ran suggests that they don't have the gears of a Hilchasa. Fine. But this background, very, very brief background, let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch, because that's where we are focused. Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Pei Aleph Sif Tes. Cholov animtza bekeva, eino cholov, hu muta levash lebal basar, afilu betzala shabbat. Whose opinion is that? The Rif and the Rambam. The yesh mi she'oser. What does that mean? Yesh mi she'oser. Look on the shach, please. Sivkot n'chafei. We'll start with chav dalet. Ein o'cholav. The nafkale mitoras ochel v'choshem could perish with tinofes. Ah, not just an excretion. Dirt. I mean, doesn't mean dirt. Junk. It's not considered to be a food. Chafei yesh misha osim perish with tzolol. As it said earlier in Siman Pei Aleph, Sivov. Now those who have a Shulchan Aruch can look up there. Why not? Since he tells you to look, the Shach, it's always a mitzvah to follow what the Gedolim say. Yeah, everyone has different versions of the Shulchan Aruch. This green version has Pei Aleph as well. See what it says. Pei Aleph Sivov. Yes?
I don't understand. How could you say that it's not Kalei Mitaras Ochel if they're eating it?
Good question. We'll come to that. Pei Aleph Sivov. Sheva Sheyonkim and Atrefa Cholav Animsa Bekevasa Mutter Pirsha B'Yamahu V'yesh Ostrim B'Cholav Tzolul Hanimsa Bekevas Sheva Sheyonkim and Atrefa. This is the Ramah V'hochi Nohug. So unfortunately, back in our Siman Pei Zayin, the word Tzolul is not there. Fortunately, the Shach already learned Pei Zayin and sends us to Pei Aleph. So we know that the Ramah is only, and the Yesh Olam is only a map when it comes to what? Comes to Tzolul. Now with respect to Korosh. Fine? Umar Shal, at the very end of this Shach Sivkot Nuchafei, last lines, Umar Shal, Yam Shal Shlomo, here in our Perek, Simon Kuv Zayin, Pozak, Tafilu Korosh Choshuv Chol of Mamash Medina Kirashi and the Ran. Good. All three sheetahs made an appearance on our page. Two of them in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, usually what he says is a stam opinion. And V'yesh Misha Oser. That's just, I think the clone of Sephardi Psak, you follow the first day like this. He holds really the first day is correct. The Rif and the Rambam, which is typical. Then the Ramos is where Noah, the second day, which follows Shita Tosis, the distinction between Korish and Tzolul. And the Shach quotes the Mashal, holds like Rashi and the Ram, everything is us. Awesome. This is a summation of the three opinions found over here in Siftes. Very good. A summation. A very brief summation. Oh. Good. So far, so good. Comes along the Megillah Sefer. And I told you we have introduced a new Sefer. He summarizes all these opinions over here in what he calls, we'll call it Sivkot Ches, I guess. He goes by Siv. This is Siv Test to you now. They're one big together. He asks the following question, your question. Is it edible or not edible? What a great question. Just a simple question. Is it edible or is it not edible? Tzarech beer. In Eina Ro L'machal Odom. We have a general principle. We spoke about it in... I'm not sure if it was last week or in the Skype Shiur. Nevela She'eina Ruyo L'ger Muteris. Right? We spoke about it somewhere along the line. It says, Lo Socho Kol Nevela L'ger Asher B'Sharecha T'nana L'machal. It has to be Ruyo L'ger. So if it's not edible, but Im ze roi le machal adam, why is it called Pirsha? Wow. The Rambam explains why it's mutter. He's the biggest makel. Sharei the propagirsa, the Frankel. Nishtana b'meyayin. It changed in the insides of the animal. There was an old girsa, yishtana. Doesn't like that girsa too much. Prefers the girsa of Nishtana. I'm not sure if you look on the back of in the Oz Vahad Gemara, what you'll get. I'll read it to you from the Rambam. Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Vav. Someone should look on the back, I'm curious, and see what the text has over there. In Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Vav. I'm reading from the Frank Rambam. Frank Rambam says, whoa, Yishtana B'mayayim. Whoa. Yishtana. We don't like that girsa too much. Now on the side he says nothing. Yishtana. I was sure there was to be Nishtana in this edition. Test vav. You'll still have yishtana. If he has yishtana, you'll certainly have move in the back. Yishtana. Do you have what?
Nishtana.
Yishtana? Yeah, yeah. That's what I saw. In the back, the shinuya nuschos. Take a look. Shinuya nuschos. Test vav. Let's see. Nothing. Didn't even make the shinuya nuschos. My goodness gracious. However, I don't know how to make it this. There is another Gersa somewhere or other. Now you see these great svarim of the modern Tkufa, thank God no one is proud. They quote from each other, which is the way it should be. Quote from each other. So here he quotes this beautiful sefer, Megillah Sefer, from none other than the Bari HaShulchan. Okay? I'll read you from the Bari HaShulchan. Not the pages you had, no. You had early, much earlier pages. This can be found over here in Sif Tes, his opening line. He says, what's pshat? Why is it permissible? He says, for nafkale mitoras ochel, ayadei ha'ikul muat shehischil li'sakel bakeva. It starts to digest, if you will, in the stomach of the animal. Okay? This is the pshat in the Shitas HaRambam. And he quotes the Radvaz here. Even according to the Rambam, if the animal drank milk from the udder of a trefer, and they slaughtered it immediately, it's considered to be cholov. It has to have some kind of a change. And he quotes over here, Nishtana b'mayayim. Who quoted it this way? He quotes two sources. Minchas Yaakov and Yad Yehuda. Have we mentioned Yad Yehuda yet this year? I think so, no? No? Once maybe? That's another classic sefer. That's the classic sefer from 100 years ago. The Yad Yehuda. I'll try to bring it in one day. So apparently he got it. Minchas Yaakov is much earlier. The author of Chok Yaakov, an earlier Godel. Either he had a different text in Rambam, or I don't know. Why he changed the text in Rambam? Instead of Yishtana, it should be Nishtana. Nishtana. But the problem is, even if it's Nishtana a little bit, it's still edible. It's still edible. How can it be? That's question number one of the Megillah Sefer. How can there be a fight? It's a matter of Metzius. When I came into our Baron Salvation Shia, where's Moshe? You here? When I came to your grandfather Shia, the first thing he banged into my head, there's no Machlokas in Metzius. Our rabbis are too smart, they should fight about the facts. The facts should be clarified. But there was so many machlokas and metzias. There was a refrain the whole year. What's this? He's speaking Litvish. A machlekes in the metzias? He would ask. He always gives the same answer. Name. It's a machlekes in shiurim. It's the same answer. Shiurim means it's a matter of judgment. Now, they all agree to the facts. Did it go over the line? Didn't go over the line. That was a refrain the whole year like that. That was knocked into my head. Briskus. Can't machlokas in the metzias and the chachmei. It can't be. Let's just find the facts. It's really Yerushalmi who says that. You know, Pesachim a while ago. Was that 2 years ago on the Pesachim? Am I correct? So there, remember that about the rice. The machlokas between Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and the chacham is rice become chum. So the Yerushalmi has the kashim in chala. What do you mean? Take the rice, mix it with water, and see what it is. Who was in the shiur? We did it. And we had it. We had rice and we had water. It was a little bit ambiguous. Is it sirchon? Is it chimutz? But you see, even though you're Yerushalmi, we don't accept machlokas and messias. So what do they find out over here? That's its kasha in effect. Let's open the Gemara, Bosai. Daf kuf yud gimel amud beis. 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 The Gemara says, talk about a shilya. The hotias a shilya. The Gemara is wondering what this means, why it's so, what's it all about. Shilya nami, we saw this Gemara a while ago. Pirsha bi'almahu. Here's the expression. Pirsha bi'almahu. It's an excretion, whatever you want to call it. Garbage, it's junk, tinofes. And therefore, no need for a pasuk. It's clear misvara that there's been no chiyuv when it comes to bosa b'cholof. It's interesting. If you look at the Mechaber, this is going to be a little bit gory. I apologize. I hate getting involved in gory stuff because it bothers me as much as it bothers anybody else. Simen pei aleph, sif aleph. Pei aleph, sif aleph. It'll be a little bit unbelievable, but you know what can I do? It's here. Pei aleph, sif aleph. What does it say there? It says, Chala behema v'chaya t'meya. Okay, the milk or trefa. Vitzira. Certain juice come out of the animal. And now here's the kicker. Umei ragleha. Asurin kibsar. Yesh mi shamata b'mei ragleha, the Rambam. So, the Rambam, we understand very well. Rambam is l'shitoso. It's junk. It's an excretion of. But there's another opinion, the first opinion, which says that it is in fact prohibited. But how can it be? The mechaber pasuk of meraglayim a behema is asur, and chol of bekeva, mechaber pasuk like the Rambam, that's mutter. So how does all this add up? So in order to answer this, the Megillah Sefer cites a Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel. We'll read it together. Tumas Ochlin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel. Okay, let's read. I'm sorry. Choshav ala cholav shebekeva, harezu mistame tumas ochlin. In Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Rabosai, some foods are automatically foods, some foods are not foods at all. There's an in-between stage. If you think about it, to confer chashivas upon it, then it becomes considered to be in the status of food, and it's based on a Tosefta in the second parak in Taharas. The answer is as follows. It's roi l'achila, but it's not all made l'achila, because people are disgusted by it. So too by Shilya. Shilya, Rabbi Osai, we saw before by Shilya. There's nothing. Pirish B'Yamim. Turn earlier to Chulin. Ayin Zayin Omud Beis. Please. Ayin Zayin Omud Beis. Ayin Zayin Omud Beis. Third line. Second line. Ha'or v'ashulya en mitanen tumas ochle mat sheshoko. V'ashulya shechishe v'oleha mitanen tumas ochle. This same shul, which is perish b'alma, we saw before. If you think about it, it'll accept tumas ochle. So what's the pshat, Rabosai? Means, it's roar l'achila, but it's not omed l'achila, because it's a little bit disgusting. Applies to tumah. Applies to Issa Veheter as well. Oh. So it could be that there are Rabbanan gave it certain chumras, but Mika Radin, maybe it's not considered to be a food because it's not omed la'achila. The problem is that you have to look in other sources which seem to contradict it. Those who argue on the Rambam, the Beis Meir says only by the Rabbanim. Okay, chumah by the Rabbanim. It's not really a food. Chumah by the Rabbanim. Those of you who have this sefer, or you have a regular big Shulchan Aruch, which goes to the Simen Kuf Gimel Abosai. and the prima gadim on the shach base. Kuf gimel, sif se das, sif cotton base. What does it say there? Discussing various things which are pogum, which are considered to be not causing any isurim. See, he discusses over here at the very end of base. Veda, to the simen pei aleph pasuk amachaber. This is shtif seidas kuf gimel end of base. The meiragle to mea asurim. V'sover yisilom v'drabanan. Oh, baruch Hashem. Rabbanon, come on. Pugugum yosim in the velas v'srochas. Disgusting. Woo. But the Beis Yosef quotes a Russian b'choros perek al simen zayin, who says, when machmir b'shel Torah, holy mackerel. Tzorachlomo d'shosil yarkona. Whoa, he said, was for certain medical reasons, it was prescribed meraglayim. Now, I'm glad that I never had such a prescription, Rabbi Sack, but this is quite much, Rabbi Sack. So he's suggesting over here, the shayla of the oraisa, even if it's ain or omid lachila, that's for sure not. Apparently, tumas ochlin require shayamo tfei lachila bepoel, but for other things, it's enough that it should be roy lachila, maybe. Even for Tumas Ochlin, it's enough to be Roar Lachila. The Gra in the Tosefta says you want to have what's called Tumas Mashkin. That's a higher level. Atkan, a bit of the introduction of the Megillah Sefer to this Siftes, which is supposed to go over lightly. We're not even supposed to go into it. That's why I gave you no Makoros in Siftes, right? Am I correct? Just the Sif itself. Oh no, it says Taz and Shach. Oops. Okay, but that's nothing too big. There's not that much here. Let's see. What are we missing over here?
Ready?
Yes, I'm listening.
If by Aser B'chol you need less in order for it to be considered Ochol, so then shouldn't the Shaliyah be Aser?
Good question. Correct. There's one line in the Taz, I know there's a reason why I asked you to see it, Sivkot Zion, where he quotes the Marashal, Kula gedola lahatir bekorish. Why? Ki mi odea mashir akrisha. Efsha afilu the svaraso davka im hu korish vein wo lachluchas chol of klal. And besides, he could karash. So the mashal has two reasons to be makavir. One, Rashi's right. And two, he thinks that even if you see that the toast is right, how do you know reach the level of Koresh? Maybe it's not that same level. Ad kan Rabosai, what I wanted to discuss in these Sifim, just very briefly going through the Ches and Tes without going into any Arichasin, because again, there's much more to be said in the Sugis, we're not going to go into right now. What I really want to do today is to get to Sif Yud, Bisiyat of the Shemaya, told by the Dover HaMaimon. But before we do that, I have to take attendance, we haven't done since for a whole week. Maybe people have left the shir, maybe even came to the shir. I just don't know who's who anymore. So I'm going to read. Which list should I read from? You want your list? Which read from that? That's one. It's more current. This one you gave me.
Yeah, I mean, I already know some people left. So
if you know, someone left,
cross it out.
Yeah, I'm going to start from the top. So you know, if you know left, just cross it out. Okay, I'm just going to go in order of this list. It's Yaakov Abramo was here.
Yeah.
Okay, Kamal Laufer. First comment up there. Yoni Fine. Over there. Maury Goldsmith.
Sure.
Where's Maury?
He's sitting over there. He's going to
do that thing. Okay. You never know what's going to happen. Never going to be called on. Okay. Okay. Ellie Heisler. Is he here? Maybe left. We'll find out. Nathan Beanstock. Maybe go this time since you're crossing people out. Okay. Eliezer Barony, somewhere here. Where is Eliezer? Not here. Okay. Aaron Rosenblum. Okay. Sammy Kahn, Jonathan Cohen, good, David Raps, David Mandel, take me a while to get used to, Ben Pollack, some people I know, my veterans I Baruch Hashem still know, Nimrod Sol, very good, Todd Robinson, I give you a Bechina? I have yours somewhere, okay, I hope you still have it. Shlomo Schenker, Yehuda Kaminer, Ariel Alman, Ariel, good. Mordechai Wiesel, is that pronounced properly? Wiesel. Try to remember. Joel Markin. Okay. David Nagar. Where's David? He was here yesterday. He's my techie. You mean, tell me he can't be here. He has to be here. Okay. David Muller. Toby Schenkman. Avi Anderson. Okay. Ari Lipsky. Good. Moshe Schwartz. Amitai Steindler, my son in law sends regards. Reuven Fisher. Oh. Where's Reuven? Oh, there you go. Menachem Goldstein. Good. Sasson, where's Sasson? Oh, there you are. Yosef Siegel, is it pronounced Siegel? Good. Stephen Emmett, Uncle Moshe Soloveitchik. Shol. Shlomo Zukir. Shlomo here? Let's see. Is he around? Is he sticking this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mordechai and Ellie are both here. Good. Darren Sultan. Willie Balk. Dangerous. Max is here, I see. Dov Rossman. Good. Yeah. Moshe Karp. Okay. Yosef Fuerstein is here somewhere.
He's Skyping.
Skyping.
Over here.
Oh, hello, Yosef. I guess he learns from me. If I can do it, he can do it too, right? Ike Levine. Left the ship. Okay. And Rafi also left. And is Yaakov Grossman in the ship? Oh. So I got everybody who's here, basically? Okay. Want to know who's here, who's not here? Okay. I'm sorry, it's going to take me a while to get you to know all your names. I apologize. I'm going to go around tomorrow and get to see the... Is Emma looking for Charusa still? You looking for one? Moshe?
Yeah.
You know it, Max? Okay, good. We made a charus. Only two guys left. I hope you don't come back tomorrow with broken arms and legs like the medrash, you know. I don't want to. Okay. Rabosai, we now start Sif Yud, which is a very, very important Sif. Yud and Yud Alpha really go together, but there are many Yesodos here, which are relevant not only in Yud proper, but also for other areas of Halacha, which go way beyond, way, way beyond. Okay. So let's start. Sifyud, the Siyata Dishmaya. Cholov Animtza Bekeva. So the Rambam right away interjects. You know, we Ashkenazim, we can't even wait. L'chadchila, ein l'anichu bekeva, atshit stanein ha-cholov, betocha keva, v'b'di evin l'chosh. Ad? Okay. Let's go back to the Mechaba. Cholov Animtza Bekeva, shenimlach bekevasa. Which means that the milk was put in salt together with the skin of the stomach. What does the skin of the stomach of an animal contain? Who knows what it contains? Enzymes. Did anyone have any time to read Rabbi Shechter's piece on enzymes? It's Simen Chov Zayin in Bikvei Atzon. I'm going to try to bring it in tomorrow just so you should see. I mean, if you look at Svarim from Gedolim, who are not in our yeshiva, Kavachomer, the Gedolim of our own yeshiva, we should look. So although it's a little bit involved, as Rabbi Shechter writes, but we have to see the words of our own Gedolim and our own yeshiva. So I insist on it, which at least part of it, it's a little long, part of it we have to see Simcha of Zayin Be'Ratzon about enzymes. So I think it's called, what's the name of the enzyme that makes milk into cheese? And what it's called? Rennet, correct. Rennet. Renin, rennet, different the shyness of the part. Oh, she'omad bo yom echad. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? You soaked the skin of the stomach with all the enzymes in the milk for a day. What principle apply after a day? What is it called?
Kavash
kemavushal. Thank you. Osu lahamid bo. Osu lahamid bo. Bo goes back to the first word in the sif. Cholof. You can't use this enzyme laden milk, which can take regular milk, make it into cheese, you may not do so. V'im hamidro, if you did it. Im hu hat solol oser kolag vinos. This is the Ramola Shitosol and Siftes. That's why we had to see Siftes. That if it's solol, it's a problem. Ad sheyesh shishim b'cholov shehemid neged hakeva ha'asura. Has to be that the milk, the enzyme laden milk, should have 60 times the volume of the piece of stomach inside that was dunked in it. Vimhaya shishim, well, it's getting longer than I thought. Vimhaya shishim b'cholov hakol mutter. Vimhaya hakeva kurusha eino seres klum. Afilo lo haya shishim b'cholov neged hakeva. Why? Because there are mods passing that kum, like Tosfos, that korish is perish, it's garbage, it's nothing. Fine. That's our initial foray into this very critical halach. So once again, Rabbi Osai, we need an introduction to the topic of Dover HaMamid. Dover HaMamid. Dover HaMamid. Again. So the Mechaber in Sif Yud, L'shitoso in Sif Tes, Cholav Adimtza Bekeva, Shenimlach Bekevasa, O Sha'omer Bo Yomechot, also the Hamad of Mizlachat Chila. But the Yevon is going to be kosher. Why? Because he said in Siftes, but the Yevon, everything is kosher. Right? We spoke about all that column is going to be Mutter, Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, Lishitasa, Ramah. Says, no. Tzolol is not called Pirusha B'Alma, and therefore it would create a problem even with the Yevon. Now, we said before that the Mechaber, when he discusses the ability of this skin, if you will, to have an impact on the milk within it, requires 24 hours. Not surprising. With a general principle that Kovash Kemevushal only is in 24 hours. Open up just to think quickly. Simen Kuf Hei Sif Aleph. That's why this all the Yom are connected to each other. Pei Zion is a very important siman. It has an introduction, if you will, to so many of the important topics. It's what we call a very general siman, as opposed to, we'll get to later, Pei Ches and Pei Tes, which are very local siman. So siman Kufei starts, Isha Shenishrei Maheter Me'es Le'es B'tzonon Mikri Kovash Tarehu Kimavusha V'nes HaKulo Ava Pochas Mikain, less than 24 hours. Just rinse it off. So therefore over here too, it's not a surprise that he requires Sha'amid Bo Yom Echod, which means Shachov Ches Pirish Me'es Le'es Dahave Kikovush. Has to be 24 hours. Less than 24 hours is nothing. Nothing. I mean, that's what I would have said. Nothing. Less than 24 hours is nothing. However, there are some poskim who say it differently. Differently. Keep going in Simon Kufei, Sif Aleph, you'll see an exception to the rule, which does not require 24 hours. What is that exception to the rule? Mechaber, leave out the Ramah. End of Kufei, Sif Aleph. V'imhoya kovash b'toch tzir, o b'toch chometz, fairly short period of time, leave it on the fire, that it should be long enough that, you leave it, if it's submerged for a period of time, that if you took this liquid and put it on we'll call it an average fire, it would actually boil up. It's not so long. It already has the status of kovash kemevushal. I did 24 hours. That's if it's a bland liquid. Water. All those bland liquids. But something which is very, very sharp. Tzir, chomas is vinegar. Tzir is, what's the translate? Tzir, brine, is that the right term? It's really sharp stuff. So that, it can have an impact on what's soaked in it in a much smaller period of time. And we shall see, there's some who claim that the enzyme in this milk may give it a similar shear as well. We're not up to that at this very moment. Fine. So we have this principle here found in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Zayin Sif Yud, and it's called Dover HaMaimit. Dover HaMaimit. Fine. It's interesting, with the Ramah over here in Siman Ku Pei Zayin Sif Yud, what did he say over here? He says, let's review it again. Hold off just at least for a second. We'll come to it a little bit later. Now, let's give a general introduction of Osai into this whole topic over here of Sif Yud. The topic over here is the topic of Dover HaMaimit. Dover HaMaimit, and once again, they have this great sefer. Let's utilize it. Sif Katan Yud. Once again, there were three shittas. Why is always three? Imagine there was three today. Before we had the three shittas about the Chol, right? We had Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. Again, three. Three shittas. The first shita, believe it or not, is Rabbeinu Tam. Denies the existence of Dover HaMaimit. We don't pass in that way. Where do you get it from? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you need no Santan. Remember Mishnah Mephoreshis. Why is Gvinas Akum Ma'amidim also Barkeras Nevela? We're afraid of Nesinas Tam. Nesinas Tam. Let's just say, bring in a cook. Let the cook taste the milk and see if he can taste the taste of that keva. Remember that Ran we saw? That Ran said, when it comes to Zbram Shal Goyim, Shall Yifrutz Geder, they don't rely on any cooks. We saw it around briefly in Chul. It's more than let the Avodah Zarah. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is an amazing opinion that you have to have Nesinas Tam. And Dover HaMaimit is bottle. But we deny the Chum of Dover HaMaimit. As a matter of fact, it quotes a Chasam Sofer, who says that Ravid, again, the Ravid is quoted, we saw the Ran just in a passing moment. But I asked, you see that Ran on page Kuf Chav Dalet, going over to Kuf Chav Hey. He quotes that just ever so briefly. We quote a Chayim Omer. He's a Chayim, presumably is the Ravid. Let's see, on my text, it's the last word almost on page Kuf Chav Dalet. A Chayim Omer, small Zion. He quotes Balamor, Ramban, Rashbo. Wow. Okay. V'chol dover shall ovdei kochavim lohochu ba'achan esinas tam kadesh lo yifrotzu. And look at Avodah Zarah. Tell us where to find it. The Siyata D'Shmayim. So the Chasam Sofer says the fact that these gedolim, or some of them, explained the Easter of Gvinas Akum based upon this concept indicates that they hold that Dover HaMaimit is batal, like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's how I understood our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Beferish, because the Mishnah is quoted here in the Rif. What does it say? Hamamid v'or shel keva nevela. It's a different source, alright? The word nevela belong. The word nevela is a little base there. Teva's nevela nimchak. Something even should be kshera. You know what? I'll cut them both out. Not nevela, not kshera. Just leave it out. It's the best way to leave them both out. If you have the gifts of nevela, you really have. Then Rabbeinu Tam is really right. Im yesh benosin tam arezu asura. Period. You see, the Dover HaMaimit is not a problem. Mefurish, I mean, if you have the gears on the veiler, it's black on white. that the Ramayim is not a problem if it's not Nosan Tam. So this is Rabbeinu Tam, Shita Rabosai. Rabbeinu Tam is the biggest maker. The famous rule, everybody knows, every Yeshiva Bacha knows, or should know. Dover Amayim, if you level a bottle, is wrong according to Rabbeinu Tam. Incorrect. When the Gemara says Dover Amayim, what it really means is, within the Sinas Tam. So if it's the Sinas Tam, so who needs Dover Amayim? So we'll have to discuss specifics as we go. There's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Does anybody pass this way? Halacha L'maisa, really? Again, so we learned it in elementary school, but in a younger age. Yup. We find poskim. We have poskim on all sides. Who was the biggest machmir in the previous machlokas we just had? The earlier one about the milk and the Rashi. And who pushed for Rashi? Who? Marsha. Our gedolim are independent. You can't call a person a machmir, a maker. That's baloney. They're looking for the emes. It's a best sort. Take a look at the shach. Sivkotan Lamed Hey. Take a look. Shach Sivkotan Lamed Hey. Here we have in Sif Yud Aleph, Im Hamid Gvina Ba'or Kevas Ksheira, Im Yeshba Tam Bosor Asura, Avada, Vim Lab Muteres, Avala Mamid Bor Kevas Nevelu Treva Behema Tmea, Osa Bekoshu, comes along the shocks of cotton lamed hay. Hachiluk bazeh kotzva poskim. There's a rimigash. Rambam quotes it. The or kevas ksheiro me achashu mutte befnei atzmo v'les b'yisrael v'shem chibur im agvino kol emes lo yov tam ala basa b'cholavu ala hay ba'ape koi v'hay ba'ape koi. It's considered separate. We'll get to that later what it really means. Aval or nevele v'chayote bo she'osu me atzmo Kevin Shumamid on a Rowan Kiilu Aisaben. Fine. Umar Shal Posak. Kola Bosar Simakuvov. Tafilu Hamamid or Kevin Nevela Bata Meshishim. How do you like that? Over here, the Marshal is the biggest what? Makel. Yeah, before he was the biggest what? Machmir. You love the Marshal. He's not bound by convention. He's looking for the truth. Wherever the truth is, that's where he finds it. In his view. In his youth, doesn't mean pass like him. He was a little bit, but that's what the Marshal paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam. This is the first view, Rabosai, in the summation of the halachas of Dover Hamamid. Rabbeinu Tam says the whole thing doesn't exist. There's no such thing as Dover Hamamid. It doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Shai, doesn't exist. As a matter of fact, we're suggesting this opinion. Opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Marshal quotes it, and it's maybe others. It may actually emerge even from a Tosis here in Masechta Chulin. Take a look at Tosis Rabosai, Tzadi Tes Omud Beis, the end of the top Tosis. There, the Gemara is discussing a question of Se'or, Shelchitin, Shenofal, certain Se'or or sourdough. What does a sourdough do? We know what a sourdough does. It takes dough. What does it make it into? Rise, right? That's Machmitz, right? It's also Dover Hamaimid. Take a small thing, make it into a big thing. Dover Hamaimid. In this context, the end of the Tosis low, the very, very end, when the lines start to get wider. You know, he says, "Amaylo botod lo havi elakim ohamoda the cholav bi'alma the tnan the perakol abasa amish the kufta zayin hamamid beorkeva im yeshu benosin tam asura mashma holeka nosin tam shari afal pi shehemin hacholav shuda hamoda lo chashiva taima vaden chimutz shani shechimutz or kosher whatever it means." You see, Pashup Shad in this Tosis is when it comes to taking milk and making it into cheese, that it's not considered to be, we don't apply the principle of Dover HaMayim and Afil Belflo Bottle, and the source is none other than our Mishnah on Kuf Tez Zayim, which requires the Sinas Tam. So there's also like Rabbeinu Tam. You have a Tosis Tzadi Tes, Rabbeinu Tam would say for a Yosher, and a whole series of others, maybe the Chassam Zol Zerayim goes that way, deny the whole concept. There's no such thing as Dabra Amayim and Afila Be'elef Lo Bot. They deny the entire concept. That's Shita number one. Shita number one. Now, Bosai, the most Chomodik Shita, on the other extreme, is the Mordechai. This I asked you to see. Simen Tov Shin Lamed Gimel. We're not going to read the entire Mordechai. It's a little bit much. But parts of it. Tov Shin Lamed Gimel. My edition, it starts on page Choftes, it goes over to page Lamed. I'm going to read a little bit. I'm not going to read everything. Okay, let's read Tov Shin Lamed Gimel. So the Mordechai starts off by saying, "I'm meeting also about all kavas nevela, same as Tosis. Dafka mishum nevela, avishum basa b'chalav lo hayinu olshin. Why? Tenaz kima derabbanan, ostel derech bishul. Shmuchashash sveik derabbanan, lo hayinu olshin elam mishum nevela dasiru doraisa. What do you see from this Tosis? If you know for a fact that there was basar, which mamad the chalav, what would it then be?" Asr would be Asr. Or Kevas Kshera would be Asr. And he goes on into a lengthy tshuva, without quoting every last line in this lengthy tshuva. The tshuva is quoted over here in the Mordechai in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham, known as B'Shalom. If you have my editions, page Lamed, the first wide line after the last indent. V'shalom Shimshon b'Rabbi Avraham. And what's something a little bit confusing, how is he sometimes referred to in Tosus? We call him the Rash Mishantz of both sides. Shimshon Mishantz was famous Perish and Tyrus and Zeroyim. But how does Tosus refer to himself? Anyone know? The Rashba. Oy, oy, oy. Who's the Rashba that we keep talking about? The famous Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis and Kedushin. What was his name? Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderes. So, you know, these are common letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Watch out, the Rashba means two different people. This is the Sephardi Gadol, the Rashba, and that we know is the Rashba. And the one we know is the Rash Mishantz, who is from the Bali Atosvis, but he's sometimes referred to as by his name Shimshon ben Avraham, which also spells Rashba in the acronym. So he too also says exactly the same thing. That Dover HaMaimed is Asr, so too, if Basr is Maimed Cholov, it's also Asr. Why we make? Because of Suffolk is exactly the same thing as we have in our Tosis, the other extreme. In between is the Rimigash that we saw in the Ran. What does he say? Dover HaMaimed B'Isr is Lobot B'Yelef. But if you're Maimed, Rabosa, help me. If you're Maimed Cholov, by using kosher or basar, that's permissible. Because the basar is not an intrinsic prohibition. We have yet to figure out precisely what the Rimigash and this Talmud, the Rambam, are driving at. So I saw the Megillah Sefer as a brilliant interpretation. Everything is brilliant. This is particularly brilliant. Based upon a Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah. Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah is going through certain things which are bottle and certain things which are not bottle. Maybe I can share a little bit in Chulin too, but for the moment he quotes it from Avodah Zarah, so I'll quote it from where he quotes it. If you have a chance, we'll maybe see a little bit in Chulin as well. Tosfos in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, Abosai, Samach Hei Amud Beis. Those who want to look it up later, feel free. Samach Hei Amud Beis in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. Tosfos, Dibra Maschil HaBeged. Habeged she'ovad bo kilayim. Some kilayim got lost somewhere in a Shatnez got lost in a garment somewhere. Says over here in Tosfos, Libata Baruba. Libata Barov. Bata Barov. So Tosfos says, wait a second. Shani Kilayim. The Kol Ikron Ein Ostrin Eliade Iruv. Shere Shneim Heter. The Tzemer is Heter, Pishtim is Heter. Well, the Kach Oser Eruvon. Velo Batli. Wow. This is what Tosfos over here in Pesach Avodah Zarah and Chulin and Tzadi Hey, they disagree. Want to take a seat once we, since you have the Gemara's in front of you. Tzadi Hey, take a look on the side and the, excuse me, Tzadi Hey and Aleph. They don't agree. Tzadi Hey, end of Tosfos. Uvenimtza. Begash over the Kilayan. Afal Gabdim and Hadin lo Havan on the Mechash. Tazlina Basaruba. You follow the rope? Tosin of Arosa says, no. You can't be Mavatal Barov because the very essence of the Yisr is comes to a Taruvis. So Tosin sure enough says, what about Basa Bechalov? Basa Bechalov, Kolechad Lechut, Shari. Ve'eruva aser, right? We know that. Va'afilu ha'chi batal. It says in Chuf Chesam and Aleph, Tipas Cholam Shenafla Alchatichas Basar, Benosin Tam, etc. Even though the each muti still learn bittel, listen to his terms. Ve'eshloma, the shani basar becholov, the goli kra behedya the batal, kedamin and asam, derech bishul asra Torah, meridik. He said like this, if I have 1% meat and 99% milk, you would not say bitul meshishim. Bitul meshishim is inoperative with respect to basar b'cholov, according to the Tosfos in the Masechta Avodah Zarah Samach Hem and Beis. And the only reason why it's mutter, because it's derech bishul asra Torah, which is a unique din. So what will happen, I take a little bit of fleishiger rennet and I mixed it in to milk. And it's less than 1%. Less than 1%. Less than 1%. So what are you going to say? Oh, no problem. It's batel b'shishim. There is no bitul b'shishim when it comes to basar and cholov. There's each one is like kelayim. You're going to say that the tzemer is batel and the pishtim, or vice versa? No, it doesn't work. It's not derech bishul asra Torah. So now, Rabosai, let's say it's not no sintam, there's no bittul, and it's mutter anyway. So what are you going to tell me? Dover amamid afilu be'elef lo bottle. Here it's never bottle. It's never bottle. What's the word? It's not considered to be derech bishul. Dover amamid is also not derech bishul. In other words, that's a brilliant suggestion. If I'm mamid any food with a trefa source of enzymes or the like, it's low bottle. Over here, I have Rabosai, not just a piece of meat. Meat which is enzyme-laden meat. You want to say it's a problem? Wait a second. And if I have plain meat, no enzymes, it was enzyme-free. We did a test, got rid of every last enzyme. And I put the piece of meat into the milk. It's also not batel b'shish. No bit, the Torah says so. So why is it mutter? Not derech bishul asra Torah. So now the next guy comes in as the enzyme laden piece of meat and throws it in. He says it's not batel. The other guy was also not batel. So why is it mutter? Because that's not derech bishul asra Torah. Here also not derech bishul asra Torah. That's his beautiful pshat, a fancy pshat, frankly, in the Rimi Gash. Why it is that Dover HaMaimid B'Isser is never batel. But Dover HaMaimid, if you're Maimid Chola with Basar, no, they're separate units, means it's not Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Therefore, it's not going to be considered a problem. That's his Lom Dishab Shara Bosa in the words of the Rimi Gash. Fine, so far so good. Any questions so far? Any questions? So we're now ready to sink our teeth a little bit into this sugya. We'll start with the Taz. and we'll go on to other mafresh. Okay. Tats. If you have any questions, why is no one raising their hand today? What is this? You're a little too quiet there, right there, for my liking. Yeah, oh, thank you. What's the question?
Is Miguel safer explaining that the Rimigash says that Davar Maimit doesn't create Basar B'chalov because anyways Basar B'chalov is never Batal, so there's no Chiddush in Davar HaMaimit, and therefore it goes by the regular rules?
Correct. Not Derech B'Shlos HaTorah. That's the only way, Kuntos HaVarazor HaSamachay, there's never Bittul of Basar B'chalov. It's like Kalayim. The only reason why it's not Asa Medaraisa, if you have 1% meat in milk, it's not Derech B'Shlos HaTorah, because you can't taste it. So who cares if it's Maimit? Still can't taste. That's a brilliant shot, I have to admit. It's a very brilliant insight that's found over here. Fine. So the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rimigash. It's Pesach of the Mechaber. Fine. Let's now turn to the Taz, if you don't mind, and Siman Pei Zayin, and see what he has to say. Sivkot Yud. Something quite interesting. Let's read the Ramo again. If you don't read the Ramo, we can't figure it. Ramo writes, Vimhamidbo, you took this milk, which is enzyme laden milk. Imhugatzalul ose kol agvinas, achye shishim becholov shehemit, neger hakeva ha'asura. Wow. Wow. This is what the words mean. Just for a moment, the shachs of Kol Lamed. Kolomar, the word means, Ad she shishim b'cholav shehemid v'nasu gvinus, negar ha'cholav shehoya b'keva, shenestra b'keva b'shem bosa b'cholav. In other words, the original milk became treif. Why? Bosa b'cholav. So now you're being maimed in bosa b'cholav. You're being maimed in bosa b'cholav. So shach, I got sidetracked. Second, shach lechorak kasha. Am I sagim mishishim? Ho acholav shebekeva osu miatzmo shenasis nevela. Vachinami armina on the kaman reishim and kuf aleph. The ain din chaticha will describe ela meisru machmas atzmo go nevela ubasa becholav ad kan. Vemkein kan shekeva shudaver amaimid afilu beelef lo batil ukemasha kosim esifyut aleph. Ribbayna Shalaylam. How is he saying over here that the enzyme-laden milk is batel in the regular milk that's used to make cheese? No. The enzyme-laden milk is a davar ha-maimid. We pass, can I feel the biela flow batel? What a great kasha that he asks, does the shach, against the Ramah in Siman Pei Zayin Sif Yud. What do you mean shishim? Why should shishim help? That's his question. On one extreme. Look at the Taz. You gotta love these Gedolim. Taz on the other side of the page. Look what he says. Sivkot Yud. Ad sheshishim b'cholav. Koshali. The Das HaRosh. Shekosav Kein Nadaito. Shekosav B'simen Tzadiches. Demin B'mino B'shishim. Kamo Shekosav Beis Yosef. What's the rule? We paskin that Min B'mino is B'shishim. B'drabonon. Zera mino oto she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino, two different species. We require shishim. Why? Could you pass ken tam ki ikir osam en haTorah? So it's more than 1/6 you're going to taste, it's osam en haTorah. What does min b'mino mean? What do the words mean? It's all the same. Milk and milk, right? A soup and chicken, soup and chicken. So it's min b'mino, it's one min. The source is blood and blood. Where's blood and blood? Who's where blood and blood comes up? And we don't drink blood, contrary to the Christians. We don't drink any blood. Where's blood coming up? Yeah? Correct, Yom Kippur. We're holding about Yom Kippur. We're mamish holding by Yom Kippur. It's scary. What is it? Am I right? 3 weeks from today is Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Is that correct? 3 weeks, you're about to say. The 3 weeks will start. The 3 weeks will lead up to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we read. V'lokach midama par midama soyer, mixes them together and throws them in the mizbeach. Wait a minute. Let's say the dama soyer is batel barov. We all know that guys, I never was on a farm really, but I do know that a cow is bigger than a goat. There's more blood. So what kind of dama soyer is batel barov? So Rabbi Yehuda says, he says, oh, see from here, the bimino is low batel. We don't pass in this way. Rashi does, apparently, but we don't pass in this way. You pass in the rice and mimimino's bottle of a rove. Shani olos, korbanos are different. But the rabbanon, the medixera, mino, otto ain't a mino. Those little psachim know a little bit from Perikol Shah from a few years ago. Whatever, the details, we can't go to the source right now. Says the Hele Gataz, the Sifkot and Yud, the Rosh Path from Mimbiminos, Beshishim, that the Beis Yosef says as well, Kan Mayer, the Nimelichim. And the Rosh holds in Simon Kufay and other places, the Ein Melicha Oseres Yosef Mikadei Klipa. Whoa. Salting only prohibits a little peel. Ubebishul Dafka Be'inan Shishim. Only if it gets cooked in it, but be bitl b'shishim. So why over here do we require shishim? It's an interesting question. What an interesting answer, which I'm not going to go into at this very moment. He wants to know, why do you need shishim? The Shach wants to know, how does shishim help? You got to love it. Two of the greatest mefarshim hit the Ramah from both sides. I have a klal in life. If you hit from both sides, maybe you're right. Hit from both sides, the Rambam. The two main mefarshim. One says he's two maker, one says he's two macher. Maybe he's right. We gotta figure out though if he's right. Why is he right? Let's try to analyze a little bit what this is all about. Let's try to get, and we're gonna go slowly. Slow. Very slow. Gotta try to figure these things out. Going slow. Now, this is what he asks. Taz's question. So it's kind of a little bit technical, and we only have another 3 minutes. Let's just, instead of going to the next topic, let's just read this. We'll have to get to the main point, punchline, but later tomorrow. I apologize, I just can't. But we made a very important haskalah today. Very important haskalah. This is like, you know, very important. Let's just finish the Taz a little bit. This is follows. Look at what the Taz says. But Tzorach Lomar, the cave of the Yeshkan Cholov, Havaleki Yisr Shomein, the Osel HaRosh, Kolach Haticha. You want to look it up, it's in Perek Zion, Simon Chav Dalet. And it's found in Simon Kufay as well. He quotes a Rashba. Cholav ena mefapeya. Cholav is not shomin. Chelav is shomin, not cholav. The Rush disagrees. The Rush disagrees. But the problem is in Simon Kufay Siv Zayin Muchach Dlar Minon Cholav u Isur shomin. Sorachin Rav. So you get stuck. This is the question that the Taz asks against the Ramah. What do you need shishim? And the Shach says, how does shishim help? Before we get to the Shach tomorrow, he can't resist, as I said, chipping away at the Taz. Nekudas HaKesef. Take a look inside, Rabosai. And then Nekudas HaKesef. Lo Koshamidi Mikamatan. Why? Chodom. Toiyu Gufei Kosov the Kamon Simen Tzari Alev Sifkon Zayin the Das HaRosh. The chol davar shetzarech klipa, v'lo shayach be klipa, kulo asur. Klipa applies to a solid, gentlemen. If two solids touch each other, remember that I showed you the Gemara. Cham l'tov tzonein. It's a case of. Maybe I haven't shown it to you. It's called tatar gavar. The cold is on the bottom, the hot is on the top. We paskin the bottom wins the cold, but Kolef, you got to take off a little small peel. Ademekale bola, while the cold is cooling off the hot on top of it, it absorbs the kadei klipa. That's in a solid. When it's in a liquid, you can't identify a kadei klipa. Liquids are always moving. You can't identify a kadei klipa. You can't identify a klipa. You require shishim. So says the Nekudas HaKesef in his very first answer at the Taz's Kasha. Is no kasha based on what he himself, the Taz, said in Simon Sadi Aleph. Gotta love it, no? Get it from his own words. It's the best way to get it from his words. He himself said it. That's his question that he raises against the Taz. What do you want? According to what you yourself said, it's no problem. Isn't that amazing? Inami, and we'll end with this. Just read two more lines. Waikar. Tashani hocha kevin shekonus pesocha keva v'nimlach pesocha kashir sheyitnu ala urvi artiach. Saw that before. It gets a much shorter period of time. Domi lekovush v'osur kulo. How do you like that? If you have a combination of something which is a little bit sharp, and it's also submerged, it's like considered like the equivalent of kavush, and it answers everything, not just the kedei klipa. So he gave two different answers to the Taz's kasha why in shishim, and we haven't discussed yet the answer to his question, was that how does shishim help? What happened to the davar amayim? So b'siyata d'shemayah, tomorrow we'll discuss these in yonim and other matters in sifyud, and maybe figure it out.